Before Richard's gonna pull the best shot ever for Coffee Mumbo Jumbo at the Roastery, we're stood in front of the Big Brother. So you were saying to me when I arrived that, and there's addition to it here, I hope it's not a secret to say what that addition is, or is it a secret?
No, it's fine.
It's not a secret. To help these beans probably cool down faster, you've installed a little fan there. But you were also saying to me that you're going to Frankenstein the Big Brother. So what have you got in mind?
We're going to make a few adjustments to the gas setup so it's a little bit easier for us to control it. And then we're going to look into maybe getting a bigger cooling tray so that we can cool the coffee a bit faster.
Okay.
And maybe more adjustments to the gas.
And tell me why it's so important to cool those beans down really quickly.
The quicker you cool them down, the quicker you stop the roasting process. So it means we know that when we open that door and the beans come out, that we're stopping the roast straight away. And it also sort of locks in all of the flavour that we get during the roasting process.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how many minutes normally or seconds does it take for the bean to be cooled down to what you desire it to be cooled down to?
At the moment we've got about sort of 7 minutes on our cooling time. But ideally I'd like to get it down to under 4.
Really?
We're going to sort of investigate.
Is that helping already, the fan?
Yeah, the fan's actually made a big difference. We did it as an experiment to see if it would make much difference.
Yes.
We're toying around with a few ideas.
Okay.
But
when I came, you had some beans freshly roasted sitting in the tray, but the tray was stationary. It wasn't actually moving, yet the fan was on.
That's right. Yeah, beans always cool faster when they're not moving.
Okay.
Pretty much in every roaster I've ever worked on, if you stop the cooling, the agitation, and let them sit, they cool down much faster.
Really? But yet, aren't they kind of a bigger mass to huddle together?
They are, but the air flows through them more evenly.
Whereas
if they're moving, it's sort of it gets distracted on its path because there's a suction underneath, sucks air from the room through the cooling tray or through the beans down into the cooling tray.
Okay.
So if they're sitting still, it cools them quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So how many kilos is the Big Brother?
15.
15 kilos.
Yes.
Okay. And do you use it at maximum capacity or?
We roast the biggest roast we do is 14 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
Just keeping it a little bit under capacity gives us a little bit more airflow in relation to the amount of beans that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
And we find it just gives us a little bit better flavour.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me a little bit maybe about those people who really are fascinated about roasting. Why the airflow is so important? So why do you reduce the capacity and have more airflow?
More airflow increases the efficiency of heat transfer. So the faster the air is moving, the more efficient is it transferring the heat that's in it into the coffee bean. The other side of that is that more airflow means that you're taking away all of the smoke and other stuff that's created, particularly towards the end of the roast as a byproduct.
Yeah, so you eliminate the smoky taste.
Yeah, that's
uh-huh,
right.
Yeah.
So you get a much cleaner cut from sort of higher airflow roaster.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason it seems to be quite a lot sweeter as well.
Okay. Yeah. And very quickly and briefly, why are you fascinated with roasting? Just a few key elements.
It's a nice mix for me of practical hands-on work, but it's also quite challenging in terms of there's a lot of science involved and chemistry and bits and pieces that stimulates my brain, and I get to throw heavy boxes around and stuff like that.
Okay.
I enjoy.
Okay.
But I love coffee and I love seeing people satisfied with something that I've created. So for me, it's the ultimate craft of creating something and giving it to somebody who can really love it.
Superb. If I can just describe, your eyes are sparkly and you are really passionate about your job, and it's so lovely for Coffee Mumbo Jumbo to meet people like yourself. So thanks for your time in front of the Big Brother, and we're going to move over to the La Mazzocca now.
Yes, that's great.
Cool. Thank you very much.
No problem.